If you have your Bible, we'll turn to 2 Samuel chapter number 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter number 5. The Bible says, verse number 1, he said, "Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came unto king to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. And David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Verse number 17, he said, "But when the Philistines heard that he had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it, and went down to the hold. And the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of the place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou came unto Gezer." I won't preach this morning, if God be my help, on this thought. When you hear God a-going, amen? When you hear God a-going. As we look at this today and we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's speaking to our heart through the Holy Spirit, and we see as He's pinning it down here, and we see this man called David. Now the Bible tells us that he is the king of Judah. And he's God begins to bless him, and God begins to use him, the people come to him in Hebron there, and they say, "Listen, David, we know that you are bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh." And now what he was saying is, "We know that you're a near kinsman, amen. That you're that one that God has put here for such a time as this." Do you realize today that there's a lot of people that's put in place for such a time as this? Do you realize today that we are here, you are here, because this is your time. Amen. Sometimes I think we think, well, you know, we're going to wait and we're going to see what happens. Praise God. It's time just to get in and allow God to use us for His glory. David didn't wait around. When they come, got him on the mountain and said, "Hey, listen, the man of God's here. Samuel's here, wants to talk to you. Would you come on down?" David left them sheep with somebody else, and he booked it down that mountain, came down there to the man of God, and God anointed him to be the next king of Israel. I see these fellas come to David, and they said, "You know what, you're kin. You're flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone, and we'd like you, praise God. We've seen what you've done. You've been there for us. Praise God. God is. We've seen you go out, and we've seen you come in. Saul may have been king by name, but praise God, you were king by the works that you did. You were the one, praise God, that God Almighty was using even for His glory." Amen. "And for the nation of Israel." He said, "You were the captain, praise the Lord." So the elders of them, they get David in Hebron, and he makes a league with them there in Hebron. In other words, let me just say it this way. Samuel had already anointed David as the next king. He was the predecessor to King Saul. When God Almighty got fed up with Saul because of his disobedience, and he took his throne and his kingdom away from him, praise God. Listen, he had already had on his mind who he's going to give it to. He was going to give it to a little old rugged, ruddy-headed boy named David. Amen. Praise God. And Samuel anoints David and makes him the next king. These fellas, it was just a pomp. It was just a circumstance that they did just to show, praise God, that they brought David and they made him king over Judah. They made him king over Israel. And they said, you know what? You're going to be our king. You know what happened? You know what took place right here? That God had already made him king. The people of Israel just decided to receive him as our king. Amen? The Son of David, praise God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of glory. Amen? And praise God, he's always been the King of glory. But will we receive him as our king? Amen. We'll receive him. Will we receive? Will you receive? Will we receive him as our king, the King of glory. Amen. God's already made him that.
Amen.
Amen. He is the King of glory. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's done gradually moved up as high as he can. But will we receive him where he is? As we talked about in Sunday school, being that priest unto the Lord. Amen. That peculiar people, that separated unto God. So we see this situation playing out. I'm just trying to lay it out here to get you to see what's happening. And so he lays it out there and they make David their king. They said, okay, we want you to be our king. David said, all right, I will be your king. Amen. You know what happens? You know what happens? The first thing that happens when somebody accepts Lord Jesus Christ, tries to live for Christ. Everybody in here that's ever been saved knows. The devil will assail you on every hand. Soon as you try to do right, live right, act right, talk right, walk right, and praise God, do the things that's pleasing to God, the devil, the world, your family, everybody around you will assail you. Seems like everything that can come against you will. Say amen right there.
Amen.
That's the way it works. And it's no different with King David. David was a man after God's own heart. And God Almighty brought him into the kingdom. Praise God, he made him king over Israel and over Judah. Praise God, brought them together. And first thing happens, the enemy comes. First thing going to happen to you if you try to serve the Lord and try to walk right and live right is the enemy's going to assail you. The devil's going to come at you and he's going to try to stomp on you with both feet. He's going to try to discourage you. He's going to try to put in your head that there's no use in this foolishness. Amen. Serving the Lord, praise God, is foolishness in the eyes of the devil. Amen. It's foolish that the devil don't want you to do it, praise God, because he can't control you. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he can't. Praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. When we get to saying Jesus, 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 that marvelous light of Christ our Savior begins to shine forth in the darkness of this world. And praise God, the world can't comprehend it. But praise God, it's there. And you and I that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, praise God, it shines into the depths of our soul.
Amen.
Amen. It makes that difference. But the Bible says in verse 17, but when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, amen, when they heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, just a few of the Philistines came up to seek, no, it says all of the Philistines came up to seek David. Amen. The devil didn't just assail him with just a few. The devil had done put in the hearts of all this people. Amen. To come up and to assail the nation of Israel, the nation of Judah, to assail King David. Amen. Because David had accepted that, he accepted that job, praise God, that God had already anointed to do. David stepped up, praise God. He said, if you want me to be your king, he said, I'll be your king. And he said, if I'm going to be your king, we're going to walk with God. We're going to talk with God. We're going to go the way that God wants us to go.
Amen.
It didn't take long, Brother Bill, down there, the Philistines heard about that and they said, wait a minute, praise God, we can't have this. See, the devil was fine with where they were. When the kingdom was divided, when they were fighting against each other, the devil was fine with that. He didn't bother them much, praise God, when they was divided. Let me tell you what, a house divided can't stand. Amen. Let me say that again. Your house divided cannot stand.
Amen.
Amen. When we get on the same page, See, the Philistines prayed, they wasn't bothering Israel, but they'd been a while because the house was divided. They seen what was happening. They seen the controversy between Saul and between David. They saw what was happening. They seen the controversy between Israel and Judah. Praise God. They seen the divide. Let me tell you what, the old devil will see a divide in a heartbeat. Amen. If he can get a crack, praise God, he'll drive in a wedge and make that crack bigger. And when we start seeing, praise God, when things start to crack, when things start to fracture, that's when we ought to fall on our face and cry out to God and say, Lord, we need some help. Amen. Because the devil will attack. The devil will assail you, praise God, if he sees any weakness. But we see the Philistines, they heard about David, his anointing king of Israel, of Judah. Amen. And the Bible says, and all the Philistines came up to seek David. Now let me tell you what happened. They didn't come up to congratulate him. Amen. They didn't come up to congratulate, to lift him up because of his new position. Amen. They come up, praise God, to take David out, amen, so that they could take his position. They didn't want that assurance. They didn't want that confidence. They didn't want that coming together. Because when God's people start coming together, it's a force to be reckoned with.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the devil would like to divide and separate. Amen. He has an easier time when he gets you over here and me over here. But when you get two or three gathered together in his name, praise God, they something happens that overcomes the devil. He can't get a handle on it.
Amen.
So we see the Philistines, they come up there and they come up there to David. And they come out there to seek David. Or to seek his life, if you will. But David, the Bible says David heard of it. I mean, ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side? Amen. So when the devil's trying to assail, when the devil's gearing up, when he's getting these nymphs together to attack you and your family, your home, your church, your community, praise God, God Almighty speaks to our hearts and we pull together, praise God, for His glory, and the devil has to flee. He has to go back and regroup. Amen. Try to get things reorganized. Try to figure this thing out. Now I can see in my mind's eyes, I read this, Brother Bill. He said he went and he said that David heard of this and went down to the hole. Now the Bible tells us that when David was fleeing from Saul, that David would hide in those caves of En-Gedi. Amen. It's a mountainous region on the side of the Dead Sea. And it said, praise God, down there in Judea, praise God, away from Jerusalem. You said, preacher, it looked like he had hung out in Jerusalem. He had stayed there to defend the city. You know what he done? Praise God, he went to a place that he knows was safe. He went to a place that he knows was secure. Glory, hallelujah. He went to a place where God Almighty had took care of him before. Young, it's time, if there's ever been a time, that we get to a place where God took care of us before. Get there, praise God, and get rooted in and established and founded. Praise God, so God can do it again.
Amen.
So he went down there. I just see him. The Bible says he goes down there to the hold. That literally means a mountain fortress. Amen. Saul had, that with thousands of men, had tried to roust him out. And the Bible said that old David was just a few hundred men. Amen. Outcast, if you will. Amen. But was dedicated to David. Was dedicated. I want to say this. I believe David, if they come to him and they say, listen, said, we want to be on your side. And David, I believe David looked them between Beak and Bill, Brother Junior, and he said, listen, fellas, hold on just a minute. Be quiet. If you want to be on my side, let me tell you something. If you're going to be on my side, praise God, you're going to have to be on God's side. You're going to have to walk with God. You're going to have to talk to God. You're going to have to listen to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're going to be on my side, amen. Little as much when God's in it.
Amen.
Just a few hundred men. Saul brought great armies amassed to come and try to take David out. One man. If Nellie's hide to the wall. Amen. You know what? You know the story. They're sitting around eating supper, praise God. And Saul, an evil spirit from the Lord, rose up in old Saul. And he took a javelin, a spear. Amen. And tried to pin David to the wall with it. Amen. Several. several times David was able to dodge out of the way. Let me tell you what, you know how he could do that? Because there was a God of heaven that had called him and he had accepted that calling. I pray God he was living for the Lord the best of his ability, his own flesh in which we live also. And pray God God would move him out of the way. God had big plans for King David. I want to say that God has big plans for you. Young person, old person, middle-aged person. God has big plans for you today. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't know about that. I just don't know if I'm able. Praise God. Yeah, but God, no. Maybe not, but God is. We'll get there in a minute. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Amen. So we see David, he's there in the hole. He's in that secure place. He's in a place that he's been before. He's in a place where he know God could protect him. Amen. We need to get to a place where we've been before. Amen. A secure place. A place where we know God can protect us. Amen. You say, preacher, where is that? That's in the presence of the Lord. That's just as close to Him as we can get. He said to draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. He said, get to where I can collect you up in my arms and hold you close to me. Protect you from those fiery darts of the devil and the adversary. Amen. They're shooting at us today, youngins. They're shooting at us from afar. They're shooting at us from near. But God Almighty. But the Bible says David got in that hold. He got in that secure place. Amen. He got in that fortress. He got in that place, pray God, where he could defend his kingdom. And then said the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Now, if you know anything from it, if you go back in 1 Samuel, it was that valley of the giants. Amen. You remember what took place in the Valley of Giants? There was one called Goliath. And they had spread there. They had spread. This ain't the first time. They had spread out in a valley. And it was that Valley of Giants. And David, as a little old boy, a tow-headed boy, he goes down there to see what's going on, to take supplies to his brother. And you know the Paul Harvey version, praise God. That old giant come out by accusing God, Israel by his gods. And David stepped up as a little tow-headed ruddy boy. And he said, they ain't no gods at all. He said, let me tell you, I praise God, there is a God. And he's real. And he said, by the God of Israel, I praise God, God will take you out today. He told little David, I'm going to stomp the pudding out of you. Amen. That's Jeff Massey's version. I'm going to make you an example. Amen. David said, he said, well, let me tell you what God's going to do. He said, God's going to smite you down and cut off your head today. God's going to do that. Amen. While that old giant stood there a-flapping them big old jaws, David had done went down to the brook and he'd got him out five smooth stones. Amen. He said, preacher, I never have understood why David get five smooth stones out of that brook. Because Goliath of Gath had four big old brothers. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And God, glory. God won't put you up to doing something that he won't provide for you to do. Amen. God's bigger than that. Praise the Lord. He got them five smooth stones. He put them in his little pack. I pray God he stood up there and he got one of them smooth stones. I can just see him as he reaches down into that pouch and he feels around and he feels them five little old stones. Them five, well, they ain't little stones, praise God. If you do research on that, them things was pretty good size. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he feels around there and he gets them five smooth stones. He feels them and he said, Lord God, which one's for him? Amen. You say, preacher, that's kind of silly. Preacher. No, that's God. That's trusting God. That's seeking the will of God. Which of these five smooth stones is for this big old brute? Amen. Now, I'm trying to get you to see a picture here this morning. Amen. So he feels right there and he pulls out one of them stones. He slaps it down in the pocket of that sling. Amen. He said, you come out and meet that old giant. Said, thank you. He said, am I nothing but a dog that you'd come out with a stave and a sling? David said, I'm going to show you, young man, right now. Amen. I wonder if he's right-handed or left-handed. Amen. He takes that sling and he slings it. He takes that thing around a few times. He's just standing there. I can just see that old big giant with his helmet in his hand. His shield bearer out there in front of him. The Bible says he don't think that little old boy's got anything. But he don't know about God, the God of Israel. He swings that thing around, boy. He lets her go, and that thing hits him right between the eyes. Bible said caved his head in. Amen. David run up there, didn't have a sword. Amen. So he gets it. He stands on top of it, reaches, grabs his sword, pulls it up out of there, and cuts his head off. Amen. You know what God wants to do with the devil? Amen. You know what he won't do at the end? He wants to cut his head off. He wants to get rid of it, praise God. So these Philistines, they come up there against David. This ain't his first rodeo. Amen. He's been here and done that. So David just got everybody together and he headed up. No, David didn't do that. You know what David did? He done the same thing David always did. The Bible says, verse 19, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, he asked the question. He said, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistine into thine hand. I like it right there. I got a hold of that brother Robert, and I said, glory, hallelujah. He said, Lord, he said, I don't do anything contrary to your will. Do you want me to go up against the Philistine? And if I go, are you going to deliver them into my hand? Are you going to be a delivering God? And God says, go up, for I will doubtless deliver. He said, without any doubt, praise God. He said, you can be assured right here today, glory, hallelujah, that you're going to win this fight.
Amen.
Amen. Because God Almighty said so. I want to say, young, glory, hallelujah, we're in a fight against the enemy today, but in Jesus Christ our Lord, we already have the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Without a doubt, Brother Bill, we're winners.
Amen.
We're winners, praise God. We're on the winning side. He said that David came up to Baal-perazim. David smote them there and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of the place Baal-perazim. Now I want you to notice this, what David's saying here. He said, praise God. He said, listen, young'uns. Now, any Jew, any Israelite would know what David's talking about. You could go read them this story today, and they say, I know what he is talking about. I've seen that breach before. He was talking about when those spring rains would begin, and the Mount Hermon would begin to melt, and the snows would begin to come down, and how the Jordan, those other tributaries would begin to fill with water, and pray God, they'd overflow the bank, and pray God, everything that they come in contact with was washed away. Amen. David said, glory, hallelujah. God give us such a decisive victory, pray God, over the Philistines. Glory, hallelujah. It was like the stream overflowing their bank. Pray God, they went down before us faster than we could go and took the enemy out. Praise God. Y'all won't say today we serve the same God.
Amen.
There's nothing too big for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says, and there they left their images. And David and his men burned them. These crazy Philistines, they brought their images to the battlefield. You say, preacher, that's crazy. Why would they do that? Because that was their gods. Amen? That's where their gods. That's what they're worshiping. That's what they counted on. That's what they relied on. And they brought these images to the battlefield. I wonder what images we're bringing to the battlefield. What images we're trusting on. What images we're relying on. The things of this world, praise God, that we hold on to and we cleave to that can't help us. Oh, there's a whole lot of things that'll make us feel warm and fuzzy, maybe give us a little bit of happiness. But happiness depends on what happens. Sometimes it don't last long. You know, we can get our boats and our guns and our four-wheelers and all these things, praise God, and run and chase after them. And that's good. It's all right. But when we make those things our gods, you know where they're going to be left in the field. Amen. David said they left their gods in the field and said they just come along, got them, and they burned them. Because God said that's what they're supposed to do. Praise the Lord. They left those things. Deuteronomy chapter 7, let me read that to you right quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 5. The Bible says this, he said, but thus shalt thou ye deal with them, talking about the heathens of the land. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. Amen. He said, praise God, the Lord loved you. And because God loves you, don't put anything before God. Make God the priority of your life. I remember I told you, you can't have priorities. That's an oxymoron. There is no such thing, listen to me, as priorities. There is a priority, the thing that is first and foremost, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. And Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. And he said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things I'll add to you. He said, that's just a gift. That's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. So they destroyed all these idols. All their little gods were destroyed. I guess it probably upset them. But if you think about that, was their gods and their idols really important to them? Amen? You say, yeah, preacher, I guess they was. Well, why did they leave them on the battlefield? Amen? If they was really important to them, it looked like they had gathered them up and they had to run off with them. But they left them there because they realized that they was not much use to them. They weren't protecting them in the battle. But they went down, they regrouped, they regathered. Amen? The Bible says, verse 22, and the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Amen? So they said, you know what? Hey, it was just a fluke. Amen? The devil, that's what the devil does. Anytime you rebuke the devil, every time you live for Lord Jesus Christ, every time the devil has to flee from you, he said, well, that's just the fluke. Praise God, I've got them before. I've overcome for them. Praise God, I can do it again. This was just a fluke. They just had a moment of spirituality. And he hits you again. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hits you again. So they gathered up again at Rephaim. They gather up there. They align themselves again to do battle against David. And this time, they praise God. I guess they gathered up probably a greater force. They had trained a little bit better. They had planned a little bit get better. They had brought in some reinforcements. Amen. That's what the devil does, by the way. Against me and you, he tries to bring in reinforcements. Tries to shore up his lines. Praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's already busted through. Praise God, he's breached the line of the devil, and the devil can't patch it up. He can't seal the breach because Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has made a way. Amen. Has made a way. He is the way. Nobody can close that up. Praise God. We ought to be the shoutingest people in the world because of what God has done. Amen. So they get the, everything's at stake. See, they're going to whoop David. They're going to whoop Israel. They're going to march on up and they're going to take that glorious city. They're going to take Jerusalem. That city of the Most High God. They said, you destroy our gods. We're going to destroy you. We're going to take that city. So they set themselves in battle array again. Can you see this happening? They set themselves in battle array again. And then David in verse 23 said, when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. Whoa. He said, David said before, said, I told you to go up, just a head-on approach, praise God, just go on and to God be the glory. But David asked the Lord again. Sometimes it pays to ask the Lord several times. It pays every day to seek direction from God so we'll know which way He wants us to go. So David asked of God again. And God says, hey, listen, no. He said, you don't go up. He said, don't you hit them with a head-on approach. He said, what I want you to do, said, I want you to fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. In other words, what he's saying, he said, praise God, God gets sly on the devil. And he said, praise God, hey, I want you to hit them in a way that they'll never expect. I want you to hit them in a way that they won't be looking for. Yeah, I'm going to say this more. If we'll listen to God, if we'll follow God, if we'll stay in this blessed old book, praise God, He'll give us a way of approach. The way to come, praise God, the way to live and to walk and to talk. He'll show us His way. His way is not always our way. Amen. David was a man, praise God, that would hit him head on. He'd do business for God. But the Lord said, no, sir, I don't want you to do that this time. He said, I want you to set a compass. I want you to come circle in behind them. Amen. I want you to circle in behind. I want you to set yourself up where they'll never expect you to be. Now watch this. This is the best part of this, I think. It always blesses my heart. He said, and let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Amen. Now what he says, he said, let it be. He said, in other words, what the Lord is telling them, he said, what's going to happen? What you can expect. Amen. Don't you like it when God tells you in His Word what's going to happen, what you can expect? I like it, especially when you get to the life books and praise God in the Word of God, and He begins to tell you what we got over yonder. For Peter, where he says that we've laid up treasures over there, where things is guarded by God, where it's protected over there, and praise God, and there's nothing that can take away our rewards. Amen. But God said, let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going. Amen. In the tops of the mulberry trees. Now what God is telling David here, he said, David, you go over there, a place where they'd never expect you to be. And said, you wait right there and you wait upon the Lord. He said, when you hear the sound of a going, he said, when you hear the movement, when you sense the stirring, praise God. He said, when the angelic host begins to march through the treetops, glory, hallelujah. He said, when the power of God is being manifest and you're right waiting for it and you're just expecting it because you've done heard about it, praise God, and you set yourself up, praise God, with that high expectation, and God Almighty does His part. Amen. Can you imagine those Philistines is down there in battle array, and they're looking for the little old nation of Israel, praise God, and they don't see nobody. They said, what in the world's happened to them? And then all of a sudden in those treetops, those Philistines start hearing the power of God. Amen. They start hearing the marching through the treetops of the angelic host of heaven, praise God. They start hearing the power and the force of God, the same things that the enemy of Israel has heard so many times before. They say, oh no, He's going to do it again. Amen. Praise God. You start feeling the presence. You start feeling the power. You start realizing, praise God, what's happening. And the Bible says, He said, let it be known that when thou hearest the sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees, the moving, the marching, the presence of God. And it's really real. Amen. Is the presence of God in your life really real? Amen. You know, it's not all about feeling. Yeah, praise God. I'm glad I can feel it. Amen. Praise God. I know it's real because I feel it in my soul. It's real. Praise God. He said, when you see it, when you see that, when you hear us, the sound of the going. Now in order to hear, you got to be listening. Hello? Amen. If you're not listening, you might miss it. Sometimes the Lord speaks in a still, small voice, but He's still speaking. Amen. He said, then. He said, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. Amen. Praise God. That means to stir up into action. Amen. To break out into action. To break out and be invigorated. To be stirred. Amen. So God says, that's when you hear the sound of a march, and when you hear the sound of going through the tops of the trees, praise God, He said, you get stirred up, praise the Lord, because you know that I'm going before you. I know that the God of heaven, know that your God, know that I am, is here to help you, praise God. Get excited about it and see what I'll do. Amen. So many times we sit in a stool and do nothing, sit at a, looking like a calf looking at a new gate and just wondering within ourselves. But praise God, if we'll get excited, amen, expecting God to do something, God can. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you bestir yourself. Amen. He said, you're getting there, you're waiting, you're listening, praise God, and when you hear the sound, he said, just to break out in excitement, praise God. Make yourself known that life, praise God, spring up in you. You march out for the Lord. He said, for then shall the Lord go out before thee. Amen. Can you imagine David getting a hold of that? He said, praise God, I'm going to get stirred up because God's already on the trail. God's already in the battle. God's already doing a mighty work for the people of Israel. I want to say God Almighty's already doing a mighty work for us today, youngins. For the children of God, pray, those that's born again, those that's lost, pray, God's still working in our hearts today. He's doing wonderful things. He said, it's time for us to bestir ourselves. Time for us to be excited about what God's doing. Amen. I don't understand how we expect others to be excited about the Lord if we ain't. Hello? If we can't get excited about us born-again believers, professed Christians, I don't see how we expect others to pray. That ain't. Amen? But the Lord said, pray God, when you see the power of God, when you feel the presence of God moving, pray God, He said, bestir yourself, get excited, revive and a vigor, praise God, and do something for God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Amen. Praise God. They may not be able to hear it coming because they're not listening. But those that are listening for Lord, praise God, they'll hear the presence of the Lord. They'll know the power of God's there and they can step out on faith believing what God's fixing to do. Amen. So many times in our lives, I think we just need to step out on faith believing what God's able to do. Because He's able to do those wonderful and marvelous things. When we listen to Him and that sound of a going, that sound of moving, that sound of marching, that sound of God proceeding. Amen. Let me tell you something this morning, children. God don't stand still for nobody. Amen. God is not complacent. He doesn't stand still for any of us. God keeps marching on. And we need to be listening and marching on with Him for His glory. When we hear the sound, praise God, of going in the treetops. When we hear the sound of God moving. When we hear somebody saying, boy, I'm glad what God done for me. Wednesday night, praise God, I've feasted on that all week. Amen. I've told everybody I've seen, praise God, God just swept through this place. Amen. People testifying and praising and giving God glory for what He's doing, what He's done, and what He's going to do. Amen. You know what that is? That's the sound of a going. That's the sound of God moving. And He ain't going to stop. We may become complacent. We may stop. Amen. We may sit on the side of the road. But God's not going to stop. He's going to keep marching on. And what we have to do, church, is we have to be listening for marching directions. So we can just keep going with God. So that we can bestir ourselves. Get stirred up for God. Amen. Be ready and willing to get in with Him. As He goes before us. We're not in this alone. Bible said, the Lord said He's going to go before us. He told David, I'm going to go before you. Even into the battle. Amen. He said, you just get excited and you just come along and see what God can do. Boy, what a wonderful ride it is when we see God moving in so many different ways. If we ain't careful, you know what happens? You know, we're spoiled. We in America, we've been preached to, we've been taught, we take for granted all the things that God does for us all the time. We oughtn't take it for granted. We ought to be praising God, saying, God done that. Amen. Praise His holy name. Excited, be stirring ourselves. And say, praise God, my God done that. He can do it again. I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to stay with the Lord. Say, Lord, like old David did. Amen. Lord, I'm a listening for a sound of a going. Praise God. And when you're a going, I'm going to go with you. Amen. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to follow after you. Lord, you just stir me. You show me. You help me. You help me to listen So I'll know when you're moving. So I'll know when you're marching. Amen. We faced a lot of battles in this world. In the last 2 years, we've been up against it and around about it and over it. But praise God, God has never left us for 1 minute. He's been here with us. He's helped us.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, we've lost loved ones. We've lost our family members. Yes, we have. We haven't lost them, praise God. We know where they're at. Amen. They've just made the cross and they've went over. Because God Almighty, praise God, they heard the sound. They heard the sound of a going. And they said, you know what? They just reached up and they said, Lord, if you're going, we're going to go with you. Amen. That's where we are today, church. We just need to reach up and just say, Lord, if you're going, we're going to go with you. But just be like David, praise God, when we hear the sound of a going. Amen. The movement, the marching of God. Just get on board and say, Lord, here am I. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with you. Because I want to see what you're going to do on down the road. Because God will be victorious in all of His dealings.